Today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. And I hope that's maybe a little more meaningful to you, since the last Sunday in December we renewed our baptismal vows when we received an infant baptism. And then last Sunday, our John Wesley Covenant service, reminding us of the commitment we made. Jesus was making a commitment when he came forward for John's baptism. And it was a bigger commitment than everybody else was making, because he knew its true meaning. And a lot of times, I think, in the life of the church, we still come to baptism as if we're coming to John the Baptist rather than Christ our Lord. See, John's baptism was a baptism of water. It was a baptism of cleansing. It was a baptism of forgiveness of sins, so people could get right with God with the hope that they would be saved. Sadly, in the life of the church, that's where a lot of people stop. Boy, I want that water. I want to confess my sins. I want to know that I'm saved. I want to know that I got a pass to make it to heaven. And now that that's done, you know, that's all I'm interested in. I just don't want to go to hell. But we see in the scripture that baptism is by water, spirit, and fire. You see, the early church was concerned that a group of people had received John's baptism, but they had not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. How did they know that? The way the people were behaving. They knew they had limited the power of God by only accepting a baptism of repentance. You see, when we come to God and just repent, we can focus on ourselves. Look what I've done. I've come to God. I've admitted I was wrong. I've admitted God's right, and I've admitted that I want to be a part of heaven. Now, that's not a bad thing, but that's not far enough. It wasn't good enough for that church, for that group of people, so they sent someone from Jerusalem to take care of it, to explain to them that baptism meant more than that. That with the laying on of hands, it's not just the laying on of a wet hand, it's the laying on of a hand that they receive the Holy Spirit, that the very Spirit of God comes into their lives in such a way that they are changed and transformed to be something different, something better, something wonderful, to be used by God in the world. And when we receive that Spirit, we act differently, and people can see the difference in our lives. And sadly, I'm not sure people see enough difference in our lives as Christians today. I'm not sure we let the Spirit do its transforming work. But how many times have you really heard it talked about that baptism is fire? Water, Spirit, fire. It's fire because it's a purifying baptism. It's not the side of baptism where we confess what we've done wrong, so the focus is on us, because it's not about us. The baptism with fire is that God refines and burns off the impure things in our lives so we can be for God what He needs us to be in the world to fulfill His grand plan and purpose. That baptism is about what we offer to God. We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. Now, that might have a little more meaning if every Sunday we gathered here and burnt an offering to God. If it was a part of our practice, as it was for the Jews, for a priest to come to the altar to offer up an animal or a grain sacrifice and it be burned with coals and the incense rise to God. But since we don't do that, maybe we miss the power of what fire does. Fire is a consuming thing. And the Holy Spirit should be a consuming thing in our lives. We should be consumed with the desire to know God more and more. It just grieves me so much as a pastor to think of the people who don't make an effort to come to Sunday school or Bible study or something during the week so they can grow closer to God by understanding His Word. It's like having a friendship with someone and never speaking with them, never sitting down and sharing with them, never opening up your heart to them or them opening up their hearts to you and then claiming as a friend. Can you really do that and truly call someone a friend? And I ask you, if we're not doing that with God, and the way to be friends with God is to talk to Him and let Him talk to you, and the way He talks to you is through His Word. It was wonderful this morning. We had to carry chairs into a class. We had so many people. I hope that's a good sign for this year in the life of the church, that we have to bring in chairs for Bible study, for Sunday school class, God willing, for worship. Because we have this burning desire to know this God and for Him to be our friend and us to be on intimate terms with Him. But before we can do that, we've got to let the fire of the Holy Spirit burn off the impurities in our lives that make us think we're going to get what we need for life out there. That we're going to get it by our possessions or our prestige and name in the community or in the world. That we're going to get it by our own efforts and our hard works. We'll get a lot that way. But we will never be fulfilled. I don't need to speak long on this morning. I think it's plain. I think it's evident that if the fire of the Holy Spirit consumes us and burns off the unhealthy things in our lives, we're going to be different people. What are you willing to place on the offering and on the altar of life for our God? That He may consume that part as just chaff and covering, stuff that blows in the wind and leaves what is good and wholesome and pure that He can use for His holy purposes. You see, I heard some of that fire this morning when you were passing the peace, just like I did last week. It excited me then, excited me today. I hope we continue with that energy to be God's people together. I heard that this morning when Donna got up here and shared her enthusiasm about this project. I heard it this morning when Linwood came in with excitement to my office to tell me that we're working on getting you the pictures so you can see what it's probably going to look like. I heard some of that fire. I heard some of that fire this morning when our praise team sang. I heard some of that fire this morning as we sang hymns. I heard some of that fire when Peter stood up here and told us about God's teams. See, it doesn't all have to come from the preacher. We're all ministers. And if we allow the Holy Spirit to burn off the impure things in us so only the pure remains, we are going to be on fire for God. And things are going to happen in the life of this church. So it's good that right at the beginning of the year, we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. What did He do for 30 years that it took Him this long? He was an everyday person serving the Lord that way before He started His special ministry. He spent more time being an ordinary person in a family, in a community, as a worker, as a carpenter, than He did as a preacher. And He was just as on fire for God in that as He was in becoming the Savior of the world. There's a story of a man who had not been to church in quite some time. The pastor went to see him, and it was in the days when the only heat you had, and I hate to think about that this morning, the only heat you had was a fireplace. And some of you remember that. Or an old kettle stove, a wood stove. And if you weren't snuggled up in front of the fireplace or next to the wood stove, you were cold. There was a time when there was a wood stove in the middle of the church. It's the way it is down, it was down at Centenary Church in Robeson County. And so he went to visit this man. This man wasn't much of a talker, and after saying hello and coming in, they just sat there, didn't say a word. The preacher went up, took some tongs from the fireplace, took a single coal out of the blazing fire, and laid it on the hearth. And it wasn't long before that glowing ember just became a black lump. And the pastor left. And the next Sunday, the man was in church. One of the things that needs to be burned off, an impure thought, is that we can make it alone, brothers and sisters. We need the warmth of being together to make a fire bigger than we can make alone. And we can't sustain a fire as one little ember by itself. I know you were baptized with water. I hope you were baptized with the Spirit. But what I want to see is your baptism of fire, and see that you're on fire for God and His will. We will be able to tell by the blaze that we see in the life of this church and in your life as individuals. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we want you to be able to look at each one of us and say to us what you said to your son. You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. May the water, the Spirit, and the fire make us totally yours, that we might be living sacrifices unto you. Amen.